This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's additive enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I got that. Well, it's been one of those days. I'm trying to get a little more organized because I really need to watch the way I manage my time now. And today, I sort of did it, and tomorrow I've got to do it better. So we'll see how it goes. But simply because I did a little bit of counting. Now, last year, for the entirety of 2018, I only put out 34 videos on YouTube, for example. I don't know how many shows I missed. And now that I feel better, I've got 25 videos already put out for the year now. And I need to try to triple that between now and the end of the year. So just to give you an idea of what is going on. Plus, I don't need to miss unless Act of God is getting in the way. So, just my musings for the day. Now, last week was the commemoration of D-Day. And I want to tell you the story of the oldest soldier to go ashore on D-Day. His name was Brigadier General Theodore Roosevelt Jr. He was known as Ted. He was the son of the 26th President of the United States. His father was a war hero who charged up San Juan Hill in the Spanish-American War. So there was no doubt that when World War I came, the Roosevelts would take part. Ted Jr. and his three brothers, Kermit, Archie, and Quentin, all joined the war effort and served in various capacities. Kermit actually served with the British Army before serving with the American Army. Archie was wounded and retired with full disability. He later petitioned to join the military again in World War II. Archie was again wounded and again retired with full disability. He is the only American soldier ever to be given a 100% disability rating for serving in two wars. He is or was, I'm not sure. Quentin was killed in a combat flight in France just a few months before the war ended in World War II. Ted served in the 26th Regiment of the 1st Infantry Division and later became the regimental commander, acquiring the rank of lieutenant colonel. And he was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross, and after the war he was one of the founders of the American Legion. The members of the newly founded Legion asked Ted to be their national commander, shouting, "We want Teddy!" He refused because he did not want to politicize the organization. Does that sound... Nobody would do that today. Later, he served as a New York State Assemblyman, the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Governor of Puerto Rico, and Governor General of the Philippines. So no one could doubt that Ted Roosevelt had done his duty for his country. But he wasn't done yet. Even before the United States entered World War II, he petitioned for a return to active duty and returned to the 26th Infantry Regiment, 1st Infantry Division. He became the assistant division commander under Major General Terrible Terry Allen. They and their men fought the enemy with skill and tenacity in North Africa and Sicily. Both Roosevelt and Allen were relieved by Omar Bradley for being too close with their men and not being disciplined enough despite their impeccable combat records. And because of his combat record, he was assigned as deputy commander of the 4th Infantry Division under Major General Tubby Barton. By this time, Ted was afflicted with arthritis, chest pains, and complications from his World War I wounds. Despite this, he verbally petitioned Barton several times to go ashore on D-Day, as he thought he should be with his people, and Barton said no. And Roosevelt did not have to go. But he did not give up and put the request in writing. And Barton gave permission for Roosevelt to land on Utah Beach. When he did that, he thought he was never going to see General Roosevelt again. He landed with a pistol and a cane. He landed on Utah Beach with his men and made the decision to start the war from here. And then when they landed, they were landed in the wrong place. He was 56 years old that day. I mean, that impresses me. He was the oldest soldier. He was also the only soldier who had a son who also landed on D-Day, as Quentin Roosevelt II landed on Omaha Beach. For his bravery at Utah Beach, Ted was recommended for the Distinguished Service Cross and was slated to be promoted to Major General and was finally going to be given a division command of his own. On July the 12th, he spent a great deal of time with his son. Later that day, he was stricken with a heart attack and he died in France. His recommended Distinguished Service Cross was upgraded to the Medal of Honor. He is one of only two sons whose fathers also were Medal of Honor recipients. Two of the generals who played roles in relieving him, George Patton and Omar Bradley, served as pallbearers at his funeral. Omar Bradley later said, "The bravest act he ever saw was a from a soldier was Teddy Roosevelt Jr. on the Utah beach." Brigadier General Theodore Roosevelt Jr. rests in the Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial next to his brother Quentin, who was killed in World War I. He didn't have to go to war a second time. He'd already served as Assistant Secretary of the Navy and a governor. His family had lost an awful lot so much already. With his health problems, you know, he was having chest pains. I know what that's like. With his health problems, some would argue that he should not have gone to shore. He shouldn't have even been in the Army. But this is why this generation was known as the greatest generation. This kind of grit and determination, we're not going to see the likes of that again, probably. He died doing what he loved. And he died for his country despite his age. And, I can't imagine serving today, to be honest with you. I would do it if I had to, but it would be tough. It would be rough. And, because combat is a young man's game, it really is. And being an older man, even though we're not old men, well, you're on your way out. And Teddy Roosevelt Jr. was on his way out when he stepped on the beach in Normandy. If you've never heard that story before, let that be a lesson about the meaning of sacrifice and duty. Because like I said, we're not going to see the likes of that anytime soon. Not that I can ascertain. I'm not even sure that we should. But I got to hand it to the man. I mean, he's too young. He was 2 years younger than I am right now this minute. And I every morning I wake up and everything, ever since I saw this story, every morning that I wake up and I feel all the pains and everything. And I realize that he was feeling all of this too. And he was walking with a cane. I don't even walk with a cane. And yet, he hit the beach on D-Day. Where are you going to see something like that nowadays? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Your guns are hungry. Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm. I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know, the Bill Proof Project proved it to me. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, as a businessman and a personality to a certain extent and an entrepreneur, I find Mark Cuban to be somewhat tolerable. But what he knows about business, he does not know about history or constitutional civics. He needs some Shark Tank in there. Yeah. Last month, Cuban, who's been teasing a 2020 run for president, offered yet another hackney Democrat proposal to rewrite the Second Amendment out of our Constitution and our history. It's going to go like this. He has a three-pronged plan. First, that the Constitution be rewritten to state that every American citizen has the right to own a firearm. Okay. Second, the federal government can never confiscate legally owned firearms. Third, states should have the right to oversee and manage how restrictive or liberal gun laws should be. I say liberal here because our founders were America's original liberals. I rarely call the Democrats liberals because do you know of any Democrats that remind you of Washington or Jefferson? Now, the one-sentence text of the Second Amendment was deliberately kept terse. The more words, the fewer our freedoms to exercise our rights. When I analyze Democrat rhetoric and propaganda, I employ a bull excrement meter, trying to gauge what are the possibilities here. And does the Democrat actually believe or not believe the bull excrement that he's peddling? Now, this is the principle that guides my narrative, that socialists, democratic or otherwise, don't really believe in the socialism they espouse. They love money and capitalism as much as anybody else. The only Democrats who frighten me more are the ones who don't believe the balderdash they cheerlead are the ones who do. And in Cuban's case, my sense is that he believes what he says, which is probably due to ignorance. For starters, the Second Amendment, which was ratified December 15, 1791, already makes crystal clear that every American has the right to keep and bear arms. Second, I don't take the umbrage at the verbiage that prohibits gun confiscation, although it's, you know, superfluous. It's Cuban's third idea that reveals either gross ignorance or unintentional disregard for how the framers intended our Constitution to operate as a legal construct. Our Tenth Amendment, which is states' rights, does not usurp any other amendment. Democrats have gotten away with a treasonous amount of infringement over the last five decades on the Second Amendment, but I believe it's going to come to crashing halt for them this year after the U.S. Supreme Court hears the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus New York City case. This is a challenge to the city's ban on transporting licensed, unloaded guns anywhere outside the city, including to weekend homes and or shooting ranges. I'm confident the court's going to slam them like a volleyball coming over the net, citing their 2008 District of Columbia versus Heller ruling as well as the McDonald ruling from 2010. Both affirmed an individual's right to keep and bear arms. For the record, it was another stroke of genius on the part of James Madison, who wrote the Second Amendment to pen, keep, and bear. And here's a prediction. The court's going to clarify the bare intent of the Second Amendment, and its most impassioned concurrent voice will be Clarence Thomas, who has quite accurately called the Second Amendment a disfavored right. He's also taken Democrats to task for their chopping away of our right to keep and bear arms. And he's publicly said the founders unquestionably believed in the right to carry outside the home. And I believe that the New York City case will usher in a new golden age of firearm rights. No state should have the authority to prohibit a law-abiding firearm owner from carrying in their state. Constitutional rights equally apply, or they're supposed to, irrespective of the state one lives in or is visiting. And the prospect of Clarence Thomas reversing generations of Second Amendment Democrat judicial activism in an election cycle where Biden will likely be the Democrat nominee is deliciously ironic. Now, Mark Cuban, a Dallas, Texas resident, lives in one of the most pro-gun rights states in the union. If he lived in a state like New York or California, where obtaining concealed carry permits is like breaking into Fort Knox, it wouldn't affect his quality of life because he can afford sniper bodyguards for himself and his wife and his three kids, as well as the finest home security for his 24,000-square-foot home. Few moments are funnier than listening to a Democrat like Cuban prattle on about states' rights. And guaranteed, any Democrat discussion about states' rights sovereignty is a perversion of our 10th Amendment. Exhibit A is their fetish for on-demand, at-any-time abortion, the right Democrats claim is absolute. If abortion is an absolute constitutional right, then so should be the capacity of the firearm I use. If America will have my body, my choice, then we must also have my Second Amendment, my machine gun. Cuban needs to turn off the TV and start watching MSNBC and CNN and read the Federalist Papers, especially number 29, where Hamilton wrote that an officially trained militia is beneficial to the public defense of Americans. Second Amendment is where the Democrat ideology and the judicial tyranny most manifests itself, but it also shows in their disdain for other constitutionally guaranteed rights. But the Second Amendment is a right that has long provoked the most anti-liberty bloodthirstiness among the Democrats. We are the militia, and the well-regulated qualifier of the Second Amendment refers to self-regulation and training, not government regulation. So if Cuban were a contestant on Constitution Shark Tank, he'd be ridiculed back to the green room in 5 seconds. Our constitutional rights are a real-world reality, not the make-believe world of reality TV. Government's duty isn't to update the Second Amendment, it is to uphold it. Cuban doesn't understand that core fundamental principle of our republic. Or if he shuns it, like the activist judges he'd nominate to our courts, then he's spectacularly unfit to be president. Just for your own good there, Mark, listen and learn. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president signing an executive order imposing still more financial sanctions on Iran. The president calling the new sanctions hard-hitting. The Treasury chief says
some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
We have sanctions against bad behavior, and there's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
The idea to keep money out of the hands of Iranian leaders so they can't build nuclear weapons. The president said these sanctions were in the works before Iran shot down an unmanned U.S. drone last Wednesday. The U.S. women's national soccer team rolling at the FIFA Women's World Cup in France in the round of 16. They claimed a 2-1 victory over Spain to advance to the next round. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's see. President Trump manages his time really well. He got off the plane from going to Normandy for the D-Day thing and visiting with all the European leaders and everything, and sat right down immediately to hammer out a deal with Mexico after he threatened them with tariffs. And after those tariffs, he probably also said, you know those remittances? That'll be next. And Mexico blinked. And everybody was happy. And the leaders of both countries celebrated, because now both countries They can say they're the winners in the newly signed migration deal. There were losers, of course, the infamous human smuggling cartels and far-left activists who shake down migrants, both of whom get curbed in the deal. But none made fools of themselves the way the biggest losers here, which were the Democrats and their media buddy boys, the way they managed to do. According to the Washington Times, Democrats lashed out in all directions at President Trump after he won concessions from Mexico to try to stop the flow of illegal immigrants at the border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi chided the president Saturday for his method, saying his threat of tariffs was unbecoming of a friendly country's treatment of a neighbor. It just wasn't good manners, you see. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer took a different approach, saying seemingly with as much sarcasm as he can drip on Twitter, but since Mr. Trump has struck a deal, he can stop talking about illegal immigration. Now that the problem is solved, I'm sure we won't be hearing any more about it in the future, he said. Just days before, Mr. Schumer had predicted Mr. Trump would cave and find a reason to revoke his tariff threat. Now, see, this is borderline crazy. It's definitely ridiculous. When you've got both sides celebrating, it's a no-brainer to normal people that it's all good. Mexico avoided tariffs and retains a fighting chance of rescuing their economy. Tijuana doesn't get flooded with any more caravans full of foreign migrants. Cartel activity becomes less lucrative, so there will be less cartel activity. Americans can happily buy Mexican avocados, which are the world's best, without a punitive new tax on them. Big supply chains stay undisturbed, and the markets soar with joy. In normal parlance, this is what is known as a win-win deal. Trump celebrated from Europe via Twitter. I am pleased to inform you the United States of America has reached a signed agreement with Mexico. Tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended. Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico and to our southern border. This is being done to greatly reduce or eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico and into the United States. Details of the agreement will be released shortly by the State Department. Thank you. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador actually flew up to Tijuana to rally and celebrate with the city, which seems thrilled that their maquiladoras will continue to hum, its people will continue to get paid, and costly, ungrateful, and crime-committing migrants disrupting their city will be fewer in number. The Tijuaneros looked happy enough. What we have here is evidence that the Democrats have been steamrolled and trapped and then in turn made fools of by President Trump. How else do you explain reactions like these? You'd think they'd be happy the U.S. economy won't take a hit from Mexican retaliatory tariffs and the stock market is back in the business of rising, helping to fatten the pension funds of Democratic civil servants in places like California. I mean, what's not to like? But no, they're miserable. They can't be any more miserable. They're out doing catcalls. Their sputtering is the output of politicians who've lost the narrative. And they bet badly. Once again, I would quit crying. I wouldn't even be gambling. I might quit politics if I was a Democrat right now. They bet badly on this and they lost. With the New York Times reporting that the deal is pretty much in the works all along, Trump trapped them because he is a master of misdirection. But coming from Twitter, we get this. From Ryan Fournier. I wish, Ryan, that I had said this because this is pretty good stuff. On Twitter, he pointed out, Reagan said we have a border crisis. Bush Sr. said we have a border crisis. Clinton, we have a border crisis. George W., we have a border crisis. Obama, we have a border crisis. Trump, we have a border crisis. Let's fix it. Democrats, OMG, Trump manufactured a border crisis. somebody else on, a guy named Bill Mitchell. So Pelosi is saying something which clearly worked. Using tariffs as leverage doesn't work. There are no fools like old fools. And these leftist gerontocrats just don't seem to know what's going on here. They don't get it. They don't get it. I don't get what they don't get, though. I am... See, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect at some point for there to be a different outcome. And yet, they don't seem to get that, they're not getting the outcome they're expecting. No time ever do they ever expect the outcome they're getting. And then they, they don't get that. They don't see that as part of an issue. I think it's funny. I mean, I can't help myself. It would be different if these people were not so so arrogant, or if they weren't so ignorant, or if they weren't constantly trying to tell me this is what you need, no matter what you may think. I don't know. I'm like Eric Swalwell. I'm older than he is. Does age count? Does my book of experience count? There any Eric? Or do you know something I don't know? Because I don't think you do. I have never been more convinced now than I am when I say a politician is only as good as his staff. And if you see a politician that looks like an idiot, well, look at the people behind him. Look at the people behind him. Or her. I don't want to be sexist, or her. Because Kamala, she's out there. Nancy, she's out there. Maxine, all of them are out there. But hey, I don't know what they have to complain about. They're millionaires now, right? They became millionaires when they got into office. Or if they weren't already, Is that even grammatically correct to go already? I'll have to look into that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. If it'll play.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There's a debate going on inside conservatism between those insufferable sissies who insist that we normal people, we have this, which I've never seen documented, this moral, we're morally obligated to submit to being crushed by the leftists who hate us, and they want us enslaved or dead, and actual, you know, conservatives. Maybe I'm simplifying this intellectual dispute a bit, but I'm not. You either want to defeat the leftist elite that despises you or you don't. It's those of us who seek to win versus the never Trump losers, and there is no middle ground. So you have to win or lose, and you have to pick one. The never Trumpers, they're willing, they're eager to lose, regardless of the consequences for you and me. They would thrive in defeat because there's always a peace for a slobberingly loyal conservative-ish opposition. Right over there at the leftist elite's kiddie table. I think that we should fight to win and preserve our liberty. Now, David French is the poster scold for the Surrender Caucus, a fussy man who's always at the ready with some here, you know, something, some, we hadn't heard of it before, some unknown conservative norm, rule or principle that boils down to you not being allowed to effectively resist the massive attack on your liberty and the prosperity by our garbage elite. These conservative norms and rules and principles are pretty remarkable in that they only apply to limit our options and actions. They never apply to protect us from our enemies. I have a conservative principle regarding conservative principles, and it goes a little like this. Any conservative principle that makes me poorer or less free is pretty crappy, and I'm not going to do it. So basically, it's a choice between please clap and I'll sock you in the face. Civility and decency. This is what, talking about civility and decency, this is where Nancy Pelosi said that seemed somewhat unsporting for him to use tariffs to get what he wanted. That's the common refrain within the French Frito-Con Legion. That civility and decency only applies to you, and it operates only to restrict your ability to accurately describe and aggressively fight our shared enemy. It does not apply to our betters' conduct towards us, though. Look at their last 3 years of attacks on Donald Trump, and we who support him. Isn't that so superiorly civil and decent? I don't use Twitter that much, but I see people who do use Twitter, and I see the true conservatives telling other people like you how awful you are for thinking that we should jam that same civility and decency right back down their collective throat. French himself has dubbed us the gutter right in a tweet, wherein he also describes himself as a real man. Oh, man. That makes me cringe. I'm pretty sure gutter is not a term of civility or decency, but when the rules never apply to protect us, only to restrain us, you know, I don't see why I would think any differently. Remember, you are morally obligated to lose for some reason. Anyway, this is absolute utter nonsense, and this is why we should ignore the Pris Platoon's rules and do whatever we have to protect our liberty and property. Similarly, we're also morally obligated to submit to the loss of our rights. When Steven Crowder was demonetized by YouTube because he uttered words that the elite disapproved of, a lot of people began the countdown to when the Lido Deck League was going to validate it. And it didn't take long. They have plenty of cheesy rationales for justifying the censorship of actual conservatives they disapprove of. Like, oh, he says mean things. Oh, or it's a private business. Or, oh, well, I never. The excuses they give why it's cool to gag us doesn't matter. The end result for actual conservatives is always the same. It's always okay to censor the people the collaboration cons disapprove of. Here's their thought process template. Actual conservative gets silenced. Number two is some bogus excuse. Three, silencing the actual conservative is just fine. This is where you roll with a conservative principle. You can count me out. So now, to his credit, French has personally litigated for conservatives in free speech and religious liberty cases. And yet, while this legal fight is necessary, it is not sufficient. Defending some bullied cake baker is fine. But all the Frenchies are asking the elite is a little tiny dispensation for not being hassled in a small corner of their lives. Pleading for a pass on pro-gay marriage confections is nice, I guess, but that's marginal skirmishing that doesn't challenge the metastasizing leftist paradigm. the rest of us are not satisfied with this, you know, this garbage leftist elite grudgingly letting us control our own cake decorating options. We want to burn the whole garbage leftist elite down. Not the Never Trumpers. They are no threat to the elite because at their hollow core, they support the existing crumbling power structure. That's why they're so blind to the manifest corruption of the institutions they're a part of and are therefore invested in heavily. This is why they were so easily suckered by the Russia treason collusion scam. And that's why Trump and those who, of us who support him terrify them. Do you want to know why we terrify them, though? The other thing that makes them very terrified of us. We lose nothing if the whole teetering edifice of our ruling class collapses under the sheer weight of their lies and their incompetence. We lose nothing. They don't want things to truly change, except around the margins a little bit. A Christian gets to keep his assistant professorship at Gumbo State. Slightly fewer babies get butchered because some minor abortion limitation is upheld. That's all fine and good, but what they really want is just the status quo with a few bespoke tweaks. And that's why they embrace losing the big battles and demand that we do too. That's why they were eager for Hillary to win. In the nightmare world of infanticide, corporate collectivism, and the social justice warrior oppression that pantsuit would have ushered in, people like French would still have a place, even if it's at their liberal master's heels. But they have no place in the conservative future that we're going to build on the ashes of the leftist elite that we're going to destroy by any means necessary because we choose to win. What does losing look like? It looks like you're being silenced by the leftist corporations, or if not the government itself. It looks like taxpayer-funded abortion on demand until kindergarten. It looks like the borders thrown open even more so. Your guns confiscated and your church denied a license to operate. If it isn't part of the creepy climate cult, that's what losing looks like. So if you needed to know, there you do. If that's what you want, run to it. If that's not what you don't want, join me. Because I don't want it. I'll fight it. I have the means. I have the tools. And like I told you earlier today, you can be 56 years old and land on Utah Beach. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got the work. work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer, I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.